This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to another episode of SCP Archives. Sorry this week's episode is a little late, but I come with some exciting news. In case you missed it, last week we announced that we're working with Motive Studios and EA to create a Dead Space podcast. Well, it's still a little too soon to share any more details. You can read more about it on IGN. We have some beautiful cover art made by Andrew Tremblay. And I can tell you this, the whole show is written by Ben Counter, who you might recognize from Project Serapis, and it follows a journalist infiltrating the Unitologist Church. Fans of the show will know that I love Dead Space. I'm super excited to work on this project, and I'm sure we'll have more to share soon. But for now, I want to get into this week's patrons. As you might recall, I'm still catching up on some of our hiatus patrons. So these are all the folks who joined us in April. Thank you so much for joining the show. And of course, if you listening to this right now, are interested in hearing your name in the credits and getting access to ad-free and bonus episodes and postcards, you can join us at patreon.com/SCP_POD. This month, I want to give a huge shout out to Patrick Holt, Twisted Hero 565, Ponytail Pope, Connor, Tim Gunberg, Sean Paulo, Gage Wallace, Storm, Spooky Kinsey, Keeper's Keeper, A Chunky Monkey, Derek Moore, Kyle McNary, Derek Bale, Lauren Glon, Chris Molosky, Unbiased Spark, Yeet Me Please, Evan Johns, Absolute Zero, Jason Mills, Gabe Falez, Jason, Dalton, Jeffrey Burns, Aaron Toten, Mr. Banana Fox, and Bilbo T. Baggins. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world, and it helps us do what we do. And surprisingly, no crazy names that trip me up this week. So thanks so much for joining, and now, without further ado, this week's episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure, contain, protect.
Item number, SCP-3125. Object class, Keter. Special containment procedures. SCP-3125 is kept inside Cognitohazard Containment Unit 3125 on the first floor of Site 41. This containment unit is a 10-meter by 15-meter by 3-meter cuboidal room clad in layers of lead, soundproofing, and telepathic shielding. Access is through an airlock system at one end of the containment unit. This airlock is programmed to allow only one person to enter the containment unit at a time and to remain locked until this person exits before allowing another person to enter. Under no circumstances may any coherent information be allowed to leave the containment unit. This includes written and electronic notes, photographs, audio and video recordings, sound, electromagnetic and particle-based signals, and PSI emanations. During the exit cycle, a purge system rigged to the airlock flushes the occupant's memory by flooding the airlock with a nest of gas for 3 minutes. A senior antimimetics division staff member must visit SCP-3125 every 6 weeks, 42 days.
End of file.
Five. Five. Five.
Five.
Four.
Item number, SCP-3125. Object class, Keter. Special containment procedures. SCP-3125 is subject to invert containment protocols and is present everywhere in reality except for those places which have been specifically purged of its influence. The interior of Cognito Hazard Containment Unit 3125 on Site 41, where this document resides, is the only location in the world known to have been successfully purged in this way. This containment unit is a 10 meter by 15 meter by 3 meter cuboidal room clad in a layer of lead, soundproofing material, and telepathic shielding. Access is through an airlock system at one end of the containment unit. This airlock is programmed to allow only one person to enter the containment unit at a time and to remain locked until this person exits before allowing another person to enter. Under no circumstances may any coherent information be allowed to leave the containment unit. This includes written and electronic notes, photographs, audio and video recordings, sounds, electromagnetic and particle-based signals, and PSI emanations. A purge system rigs the airlock flushes the occupant's memory by flooding the airlocks with amnestic gas for 3 minutes during the end cycle. An alternative SCP entry may be maintained in the main Foundation database. Given only the technical specifications of the containment unit, provisions for senior anti-metametrics division staff to visit the unit's interior on a regular basis, and no description. Description: SCP-3125 is an extremely large, highly aggressive, anomalous, metastasized meme complex originating externally to our reality and now partially intersecting it. SCP-3125 is adapted for survival in an idyllic ecology considerably more violent and hostile than our own. Here, our own refers to human headspace, the space of all ideas which humans have and are biologically capable of having. Because humans have no natural exposure to ideas as aggressive as SCP-3125, human minds have no protective evolutionary adaptations against it. Individuals possessed by SCP-3125 become incapable of entertaining weaker, conventional ideas and become instead wholly bodily subordinates to the purpose of serving and disseminating the core concepts of SCP-3125. In addition, although undergoing no outwardly visible physical alteration, they cease to be externally recognizable as human. SCP-3125 is not yet entirely present in our reality. Upon its arrival, the highly interconnected nature of human knowledge exchange systems means that it will take no longer than 12 hours, possibly as few as 4 hours, to encompass, dominate, and replace all human thought. At this point, humanity as an abstract concept, as long as all intended abstracts such as civilization, culture, society, community, and family will have ceased to exist. The Foundation's terms as such eventuality, an MK class, and in the world scenario. The Foundation possesses numerous proven techniques for arresting the spread of such aggressive idea complex, but these are all rendered unworkable in practice by SCP-3125's automatic defense response / boundary layer. Fully assembling a mental picture of SCP-3125 and perceiving its true shape causes SCP-3125 in turn to be able to perceive the observer. It then attacks the observer, killing them. The mechanism of the attack is unclear, but appears to be at least partially physical. Mental bystanders, individuals whose thoughts and ideas resemble those of the observer, are also attacked. This invariably includes the observer's entire extended research group, and often their close family, parents, and offspring. The attack has the net effect of erasing all knowledge both of SCP-3125 and its attacks from the world. This informational numbing effect performs on similar functions to anesthetic saliva of a mosquito bite, enabling SCP-3125 to avoid detection prior to its full incarnation. Foundation staff discovering SCP-3125 may be able to escape its attack via prompt use of amnestic medication to erase their knowledge of it. In either case, the net result is that the interior of the suitably shielded containment unit is the only location where it is safe to observe, record, or even acknowledge the existence of SCP-3125. Outside of such a containment unit, a true written description of SCP-3125 would constitute a lethal cognitohazard. SCP-3125 could be effectively neutralized using a machine proposed by the late Dr. Bartholomew Hughes, called an aerality amplifier, see Schematics and Attachment 129. As well as requiring tremendous material resources, this machine could not be constructed without its builders understanding why it was being built, which would require an understanding of SCP-3125, which would prove fatal to the project. No means of neutralizing SCP-3125 using only the resources in this room is known. History. Due to the description defense mechanism, SCP-3125's observation history is almost completely missing. In particular, it is unclear how this containment unit came to be built and how these containment procedures were established. Much data has been occurred in this containment unit over the course of successful visits by Foundation researchers. This data was brought from the outside in hopes of being useful and left here in accordance with containment procedures. In addition to this data entry, the reader will find multiple electronic copies of the Foundation database, academic data sets of all kinds, and extensive public news articles. As is to be expected, much of this data is not germane to the topic of containing SCP-3125. Nevertheless, correlation and analysis by successive visitors have allowed the following facts to emerge. First, although SCP-3125 is not yet fully present in our reality, its indirect effects / foresox, for example, SCP-2, SCP-1, and SCP-0, are easily discovered by any well-known equipped memetrics research project. Second, memetrics research is today a much diminished science from when it was at its peak. In mid-2008, there existed more than 400 institutions pursuing research likely to uncover SCP-3125, including government agencies, military branches, private corporations, independent laboratories, university research projects, and notable amateur groups. Many of these were GOIs or internal divisions within GOIs. None of these groups still exist, except for the Foundation's Anti-Memetrics Division. Third, almost nobody in the world is consistently aware of this decline. An explanation for the disappearance of these groups have not been forthcoming. Simple deduction gives that all of these groups eventually discovered SCP-3125 and were consumed by it, and that this is, in fact, the inevitable fate of all competent memetric research. The Anti-Memetrics Division persistence is attributed to its specialist training and its ready access to reliable amnestic medication. Despite this, the division, too, has shrunk consistently in recent years, from report staff of well over 4,000 people in 2012 to, as September 2015, 125. This figure is on track to reach zero before the end of 2015. Over the same period, the division's physical worldwide presence has similarly shrunk, from a network of sites and smaller outposts on every continent, to this single site, Site 41. In particular, the division's headquarters at Site 167 are now missing from the division's collective memory and presumed neutralized by SCP-3125's concealment response. Addendum 1. Further analysis of the available data, specifically, architectural diagrams of Site 41, indicates the existence of a second containment unit on Site 41, confirming the same basic design philosophies as this one. This second unit, S-041-B30-000, was built 210 meters below ground level. It features identical broad-spectrum informational cladding, but has more than 1,000 times the volume of cognitohazard containment unit 3125. along with amnestic airlock large enough to ingest a 20-foot equivalent unit shipping container. Information relating to the data of construction and purpose of S041-B30-000 is absent from Foundation records and presumed to have been deliberately erased. The unit itself is hermetically sealed and has been for an indeterminate period of time. Regardless of S041-B30-000's intended purpose, it, like any containment unit, is capable of acting as a shelter from SCP-3125.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific, here with a quick ad break and a reminder. For just $5 a month, you can get access to ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, and postcards. You can join us at patreon.com/SCP_POD. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And now, back to this week's episode.
Addendum 2. And the rest, hopefully, is blindingly obvious. S041-B30-000 was originally constructed as a long-term project to construct Hughes's irreality amplifier. While that's been going on, the rest of us have been fighting an unconscious war in order to buy time. We've been losing, but losing as slowly as humanly possible. The time we bought is now up. It's an extremely bad sign that nobody inside S041-B30-000 has broken the seal yet. But there's no ground left for us to seed, and there are no more bodies to throw into SCP-3125's maw to slow it down. It is here. Ready or not. I'm going to go to S041-B30-000 and use the machine. I think I can get the information out through the airlock. I think I can get to the vault alive. This was the plan. It's become garbled in the retelling because of variables, but I know that this was my plan because I know myself. What else could it have been? Standard procedure is that I have to tell you what to do next if this doesn't work. That's the asynchronous research covenant. But I don't have a good picture of who you can even be reading this and alive. In your scenario, there is no machine. Hughes is missing. I'm dead. The site is ruined. And how did you even get in here? Can you be Foundation? Are you conscious? Is there a single word of this which you comprehend? You live in a world bathed in That's the lost condition. I can't help someone who doesn't exist. Marion Wheeler, Chief of Animimetics, November 30th, 2015.
Addendum 3. I found your body, and finding your body was a powerfully disorienting sensation for me, I don't mind admitting. I used to know Marion. During the brief period in which I knew her, she wasn't one to admit defeat as easily as you. Still, that was a long time ago. Far be it from me to tell your business, but I fear you missed a trick. From the evidence I can see, this was never the only Antimimetics Division site. There were others. I imagine they're all now effectively invisible to most passersby, of course, just like this one, but I presume that they, just like this one, still physically exist. Your plan, I think, was in place for longer than you know, and since you weren't at liberty to retain its details, you put it into action more than once. There's another vault fitting the description, truck size, amnestic airlock and all. S1670016183. Site-167 is a non-entity, of course, which is most likely why you missed it. It's likely ruined, and it's quite definitely a long goddamned way from here on foot. But still, I think it's better than a half a chance. I could die on this boondoggle too, naturally, as the world has become something of a horror show of late. In any case, I trust that anybody following in my footsteps and reading these additional words will have the presence of mind to pursue the same basic strategy. Still existing, despite everything. Adam Wheeler, Interloper, May 4th, 2017.
SCP-3125 was written by Quantum. Our script editor was Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was Marquise Moore. Marion Wheeler was Ashley Jones. And Adam Wheeler was Jesse Hall. Our theme song was done by Tom Rory Parsons. Our showrunner is Kale Brown. And this week, I'm your editor and producer, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska, and this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.